This is the Sports Psychology Hour with Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I cannot express the gratitude what my son came and visited you.
Dr. Jacobs is in his 41st year as a sports psychologist.
I have seen a change in youth sports in the last 10, 15 years. I've talked about it a lot on this show.
The Sports Psychology Hour. The best advice on the radio each and every week.
Failure and losing and screwing up is something that happens in life. It happens in sports. And I think we have to teach kids how to do that more effectively.
This is where sports talk gets real.
That word, playing, it's gone from our society in a lot of ways with kids.
I wanted to tell you what a great service you provide to this community. I listen to your show every week. Thank you for what you do for our community, for all the parents, coaches, and athletes.
And now, here's your host, rated one of the best therapists in Kansas City, Missouri by OnlineTherapy.com, Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Good morning, everybody. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and this is the Sports Psychology Hour on our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB, home of the world's happiest broadcasters on Sunday morning at 7, with the world's happiest technical advisor, Blake Schneiders, as well. We're here every Sunday morning talking with you about the mental side of sports. Happy, happy Father's Day. Today is Father's Day. And if you listen to this show, you know every year on Father's Day and Mother's Day, I do a show where you get an opportunity to call and thank your parents for what they've done for you. And being that it's Father's Day today, I'd like to get some calls in here as we move along about your dads and the roles they played in your life. You know, I'm here every week. I've been in practice for 41 years. Been on the radio 31 years, last 21 here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. And I really love doing this show every week as we get into mindsets and attitudes and focus and preparation and confidence. And I've interviewed dozens and dozens of people over the years about sports psychology, about attitudes. And, you know, being that it is Father's Day, it's a time for family. It's a time to think about the roles people have had in your lives. And I've shared some things about my life on this show. I don't like to do very much. As you know, I have two sons. My older son, Jonathan, just got married actually 4 weeks ago and to a lovely young lady named Eli. And I'm now a father-in-law as well. And growing up here in Kansas City, we moved here when I was four from New York. Been a huge sports fan. Growing up, went to Kansas City A's games and have been going to Chiefs games since the first game they ever played. Worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of athletes in my career. And, you know, how are your careers shaped and molded? Well, I've had a lot of people influence me in my life, and I want to share about that for a minute, being that it's Father's Day. My father was a wonderful father until I was in high school, and then things changed with him, but I'm not going to get into that. But growing up, I had the privilege to have several relatives who played key roles in my life. And one of those relatives passed away this past week. His name was Thomas Jacobs, Thomas Edward William Jacobs. And I want to talk about him for a minute since it's Father's Day. He wasn't my father. He's my cousin. He was 14 years older than me. He was like a big brother to me in many ways. And he helped me understand a lot of things about life. And his father was one of my role models. His father, my great uncle, Hearst Jacobs, was the winningest trainer in horse racing history when he died in 1970. He won 3,596 races. But my cousin Tommy, his brother John, and his sister Patrice played a big role in my life. They were always involving me in the horses, sending me horseshoes, sending me pictures. And he taught me a lot. My cousin Tommy taught me a lot about life, about people. And I learned a lot from him. And he's my cousin, he wasn't my father, but he passed away. And since it's Father's Day, the people who've, you know, who are role models? They don't have to be your parents. They can be your sisters, brothers, aunts, cousins, grandparents, whatever. But my cousin Tommy was one of those people. So God rest his soul. I will miss him. But he left a big impact on my life, just in terms of whenever I think of him, I think of happiness, I think of enjoying life, I think of treating people right. And so the roles people play in our lives are so important. And I do this show every year, giving you an opportunity to call up and thank your dad, your grandfather, whoever it might be, for how they helped you be who you are. Our phone number here is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. I'd love to hear from you, share a story about your dad, your grandfather, your uncle, your brother, a male role model in your life. Maybe it's not a family member, maybe it's a coach. But a fatherly figure in your life who's impacted you and helped you, shape you, guide you who you are. Maybe they're not with us anymore, like my cousin who just passed away. But maybe there's someone who has left a big impact on your life and helped make you the person you are. So I'd love to hear from you. If you're a coach, you learn to coach from somebody. More than likely, your parents or your grandparents played a role in that. You know, equality in sports, which I'm 100% for today, shows that men and women can coach either sex. And they're great at it, and they provide great role models for us. But being that it is Father's Day, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear a story about your dad and the role, maybe you're your grandfather, your uncle, someone who played a role in your sports life, what they did to help you become who you are. Did they help you deal with failure? How did they help you overcome negativity? What about building your confidence? And maybe it had nothing to do with sports. Maybe it was just about being a person. You know, with all the problems in our society today, I always think if we go back to family, if we go back to our roots, to who we are, and get some grounding and foundation there, that can help us become stronger and better people. And God knows we need to have better people around. So I'd love to hear from you about your dad. What role has he played for you? Was your dad your coach? Maybe you didn't have a dad. Maybe your mom was your coach. Maybe your mom had to be the mom and dad. How did your dad help shape you become the person you are? Was your dad hard on you? Was he too hard on you? Was he supportive? Was he encouraging? I'd love to hear from you if your dad was your coach. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. Like I said, this is Father's Day, so we take a little different approach today on the show, giving you an opportunity to call and talk about your dad. So, Blake, you said your mom and dad's birthdays are bookends about around today. You do a great job in here. I want to thank you for that. Everybody calls up, knows that when you answer the phone, you're always cheery and positive. So tell us about your dad and what he's done for you.
So, yes, so it's my dad's. It's Father's Day and my mom's birthday today, and then my dad's birthday here in about two days. My dad was my coach for many things. He was my baseball coach. He was one of my first football coaches when I was a kid. So he pretty much helped get me into sports from a very young age. And in my opinion, I thought he handled being a dad and a coach very well. Especially when, you know, I don't know how many books there were about balancing. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of Dr. Jacobs on the air to help a coach out back then. You know, so I thought he did a very good job of not babying me, but also not being overly harsh, because you know you can go both ways in that. He was always somebody who was extremely fair, and when it came to coaching, he coached. He wasn't trying to be my dad on the field. He understood that there was, you know, 15 other kids, 20 other kids out here. So I was just a part of the group, and he didn't treat another kid different than me. He didn't treat me different than another kid. So I loved having my dad as my coach growing up, and I think that is sometimes rare. You don't always get that.
What was the best part about it? Because a lot of kids don't like having their dads or moms as their coaches.
Yeah, that was just it. I did not feel like I was at practice with my dad. I just felt like I was at practice with an adult coach who understood what kids need to be told and how they need to be told and coached. So he did a very good job of not blurring the lines of dad and coach, but knowing that there was two separate roles and that a coach is there to help teach young men how to be, you know, not only knowledgeable about sports, but how to play the sport properly and how to be men doing it.
Well, Blake, that's probably why you are as grounded as you are. And I'd like to wish your dad a happy Father's Day for putting you in this situation. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. It's Father's Day. I'd love to hear from you a story about your dad. Our number is 913-3810-810. Hello again, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. talking with you about the mental side of sports. And as we started off today, mentioning that today is Father's Day, every year I do this show to give you an opportunity to call about your dad or the male role model you had in your life. And I'd love to hear from you, get some calls in here. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. Share a story about your dad and the role he has played in your life. Maybe you didn't have a dad. Maybe it was your mom. Maybe it was your uncle. Maybe it was your grandfather who helped raise you and guide you. What kind of an impact and a role did that person have on your life and help you become who you are? You know, when we look at the world of sports, you hear interviews with athletes all the time about how they got where they are, who helped guide them, who helped shape them, who helped push them. And sometimes you hear stories about dads who are extra hard. You hear stories about dads who are very supportive. But one of the things you hear all the time from so many athletes is how their father impacted them, sometimes positively, sometimes negatively. Help shape them to become who they are. As a father of two sons, I know, and having gotten divorced and raising them basically by myself for their formative years from 12 and 13 on, it's a lot. It's a lot to be steady, be a steady influence, and you've got to be able to do that. And I know that, you know, in sports, we look to dads to help us. Sometimes they can push too hard. Sometimes they don't push enough. It's sometimes difficult to coach your kid. I'd love to hear from you if you want to share a story about coaching your son or daughter, what that's like, because that isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, our phone number is 913-3810-810, and let's talk to Scott. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, thank you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, I turned it on. My dad was my coach growing up. I played football. He was a defensive lineman, played in college, and then way back in the day, played in the Army, because that's when a lot of the folks would go there. But he was always treated me the same as every other kid. He treated all the other kids just like he did me. I think he learned a lot. He actually played for Bear Bryant when Bear was at Kentucky for his last 2 years and had that relationship. But so all through elementary school, middle school, and high school, and he even coached in high school back in Kentucky as a volunteer coach and coached the freshman team.
Wow, and that's pretty cool.
And all the kids just knew him as Pop. And we would, back then we had integrated busing and stuff, so we would take the kids back and forth after late practices and stuff. But, you know, it's just we're allowed to treat everybody the same. He was very good at explaining. My mother said, you know, I think you have a better relationship with your dad than your older brother does, because you also see him as coach. And my brother and I got along great with my dad, but that was the thing. And I was amazed at how many people, when I posted on Facebook, when he passed still a little more than a year and a half ago, that all the players on the high school football team, even though I had been gone for 30 years, had reposted and actually showed up at the visitation and my old high school coach. But that relationship was just wonderful in how you treated and how you taught different people and learning different things to get in, whether teaching football, whether trying to teach me golf. I still learned some of the fundamentals, but, you know, I'm still a 32 handicap because I don't get to play. But also that helped me when I got into coaching and coaching my son and in the Boy Scouts. And I wasn't as good with my son as I would have liked to have been. But, you know, what we ended up doing, and whether it was between sports or even at Boy Scouts, was, you know, you would help the other kids and your kid would go to the other dads because they would listen differently than if you're just, hey, dad's telling me to do something different. But as far as it, but that learning and patience and how to explain stuff has followed through. And I am told I'm very much like him, and that does, that makes me the most proud. So
well, that's the coolest part, Scott, that if you've been told you're like your dad, then you're a very lucky man. Sounds like he was a wonderful guy.
Oh, he was. Well, and I always tell my kids, you know what? I wish I was a better father, but I know I was a great dad. And people are like, how's that different? I'm like, you know, dad is teaching, dad is loving, dad is having fun, and father's sometimes enforcing the rules and doing a couple better things, but, you know, and I still try to instill that with my kids as we have first grandchildren and stuff. But I do appreciate the time because I really haven't had a chance to talk about him, and it's very meaningful on this day. So
well, I'm glad you got that opportunity to share your story about him, and it sounds like you had a great influence on your life. Thank you for sharing that with us, Scott, and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, 913-3810-810 is our number. Let's go next to Greg. Greg, good morning. It's Dr. Jacobs. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Jacobs.
Oh, this is my son.
I'm just calling to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. You are in New York. What are you listening to me for? You should be having fun. What are you listening to me for on the radio?
Well, you have your radio show on Sunday mornings. I gotta give it a listen. As a former athlete and semi-patient of yours, you coached me through swimming and helped me become the man that I am today. I'm actually getting out of bed right now and with Ruby. She wishes you a happy Father's Day as well.
Ruby is tied for the greatest dog in the world with my dog, Baker.
Yes.
Gregory, I love you, son. This is really special that you called. You know, you swam until your senior year in college, and you told me you didn't want to swim anymore because you didn't want to become a professional swimmer. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But the greatest line you ever had was when you came to a Kansas City Blazers seminar with me when you were younger and got to listen, and on the way home you said, Dad, please never psychologize me.
That is true.
That's true.
You never did.
No, I tried not to do that, and you and your brother Jonathan are obviously, you know, you mean the world to me, and you've turned out to be a great young man. You're very successful in what you're doing, and I can't believe you called up. This is awesome, but I love you, son. You're the best. Enjoy your day with your dog. Have a great time. Take her to the beach or something, will you? And give
Thank
her a hug
you.
For me.
Yeah, we're going to head out to Central Park. It's a beautiful day here.
Okay, pal. Love you. Thanks for calling.
All right, well, I love you. Have a great Father's Day.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was a surprise. That was my son. My son's never called this show. They don't ever want to get involved, but that really means the world to me. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. It's Father's Day, and love to hear from you with a story about your dad, the role he or she played. You know, maybe your mom was your dad. Was your mom and your dad? Love to hear from you on that. Our number is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. Give me a call and let's talk. Love to hear from you. Good morning, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour. I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 on Sports Radio 810. WHB. You know, I've been on the radio 31 years here in Kansas City, and we talk almost every year. I do this show, a Father's Day show, just like a Mother's Day show on Mother's Day, to give you an opportunity to call and share a story about your dad. And I want to thank my younger son, Gregory, for calling. He lives in New York. That was very nice of him to do that. And I had a great call from Scott. And I'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. What role did your dad play in your life? Maybe you didn't have a dad. Maybe somebody else had to take that role. Who was that person? Was it an uncle, a mom, grandfather, a brother? Help raise you and guide you and teach you. You know, one of the most difficult things that I always work with young people on when they come into my office is this issue. Feeling like they're letting their parents down. And it's interesting. I get this a lot with young athletes, teenage athletes that I see. They'll talk to me about their sport. You know, why are you here? Well, I've got a confidence problem, or it's a focusing problem, or, you know, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know what's going on. And typically, I have, when I see a new client, I almost always have them write up 5 lists for me. Their goals, strengths, weaknesses, fears, distractions, and also their stressors. And in the fear list, very commonly, what I get is letting my parents down, letting mom down, letting dad down. And so we address that, and then I address it with them, with their parents. Why do you feel you're letting your parents down? Well, Dr. Jacobs, they spent all this time, they spent all this money, they get me lessons, they travel, they buy me uniforms, we have to go to hotels and, you know, go out of town and do all these things, and I feel like if I don't win all the time, I let them down. And almost always, not always, but almost always, the parents will sit there and oftentimes shed a tear and say, you don't let us down. We love you because you are who you are. We just want you to have fun and get better and enjoy what you're doing. You don't let us down. And it's interesting, almost all the time when that is brought up, it's like this relief comes across these young people. It's like, oh, well, I thought you wanted me to win. No, we just want you to go out and compete. We just want you to go out, have fun, get better. We want you to get better, but enjoy it. But you're not letting us down. You would let us down if you quit trying or had a bad attitude or any of that, but we don't care what place you come in. We'd love for you to come in first, but it doesn't matter as long as you compete. I'd love to hear from you. 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. You know, it's not easy parenting kids because you've got to do a lot of different things. You've got to guide them. You have to discipline them. You have to support them. You have to encourage them. And if you're a dad and you have a son or daughter who plays sports and you're coaching them, it's not easy because you don't want to play favorites. You don't want to. Even though your son or daughter may be the best player on the team, which a lot of times they are, you don't want to put them in the best position all the time. You got to be fair. And it's not easy. It's not easy doing that. All right, our phone number is 913-3810-810. It's Father's Day. I'd love to hear from you. I do this show every year to give you an opportunity to talk about your dad, the role he has played in your life, or the person who was your father figure. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Neil. Neil, good morning. I'm Dr. Jacobs. How are you?
Morning, Dr. Jacobs. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling in.
So I just wanted to talk to you about my dad. I'm actually heading to the cemetery to go visit him.
Sorry, he's gone.
He passed a long time ago, but fond memories, and I like to share on Father's Day with him, and we would always play catch. And I always tell other parents, you know, the best time to connect with your kid is just to play catch. And when you play catch, they just tell you everything about their life. They relax. They calm down. And so those times of just playing catch just meant so much to me growing up. And, you know, just our baseball team was terrible. We didn't care. We had fun. We tried hard. He was supportive, like you just said a minute ago. It's just about giving effort, trying hard, and getting better. And so it wasn't that baseball was great. 3-2 was a great experience. But it was just being with your family, being with your dad. And I just want other dads today to just take that moment to just play catch with your kid. And you'll find
that you know, Neil, that couldn't be a better message. Just go out and play catch with your kids. Yeah, because what's that mean? Just go have some fun, right?
Yep, right.
When you think back on your father then, what did he teach you just about life and people?
It was just to always give your best, you know, look people in the eye, and give your best efforts, and try hard. And like I said, we weren't very good, but we tried hard. We had fun. One of my favorite pictures of my childhood was a team photo at Johns County 3-2, and I was the ball boy for my older brother's team. And it's just seeing all those big kids and thinking, wow, someday I want to be a big kid like that. And those were the fun memories, just being out there with the family and playing sports.
Well, you're a very lucky man, Neil, that you had a father like that, and obviously it's made a big impact on you. You have kids?
Two. I have five.
Five? Wow. Yep. Okay. Yep. So you're a busy man.
Family's important. Andy, you know me.
I know who you are, Neil. I know who this is.
Yeah. And so, you know, family's huge for me. And so I'm coming out to the cemetery to visit my dad. And actually, I know some other dads out here. So I come and just spend a minute and you know, tell them how important they were to me and to their kids.
Well, Neil, listen, thanks for calling in and sharing that story about your dad. I didn't know that. And you're a great guy yourself. You do a great job. Team physician with Sporting KC, and congratulations on the World Cup coming here.
That's exciting stuff. It was so cool to hear your son call in. That's what motivated me and made me feel. I could hear in your voice how proud you are of him and how excited you are. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, thanks. I'm a very lucky person. I've got two great sons, and one just got married a month ago. And yeah, you know, I'm just lucky they're healthy and doing well. So listen, my friend, thank you for calling in.
Thanks
for sharing that story. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care. Okay. Bye bye. That's Dr. Neil Erickson, Sporting KC's doctor. That's nice of him to call in and share a great story. And I'd love to hear from you. If you're a dad, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to be a father? What do you get out of that? It's, you know, you've got to be tough and strong sometimes. You've got to be a role model. You've got to be a disciplinarian. You got to do a bunch of things. But, you know, I guess the thing that I got in my son calling, I just had fun with my kids. I mean, I obviously had to discipline them because they did do some things once in a while they shouldn't have done. But, you know, they got it. They've turned out, luckily for me, they've turned out to be very successful young men. My oldest son is now married and have a lovely daughter-in-law. And she comes from a lovely family, too. And, you know, It's being Father's Day just makes you, I think for many people, it makes you reminisce on your life, on growing up, on what you learned, what you didn't learn, and how you were guided or not guided. And I'd love to hear back from you if you'd like to call in. 913-3810-810 is our number. 913-3810-810. Love to hear from a female listener as well about what role maybe your dad played for you. How did your dad shape you? Maybe your dad was you played girls sports and your dad was your coach. What was that like? 913-3810-810. You know, I do this show every year because it's Father's Day. It's a chance to call up and share a story about your dad. I'd love to hear from you. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs here every Sunday, but this is one of those special shows we do. So it gives you an opportunity to call and share a story about what your dad did for you. Male or female, doesn't matter. Love to hear from you. How your dad shaped you, guided you, molded you, helped you become who you are. Maybe a funny story about your dad when you got in trouble, whatever you may have done. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. Give me a call. Let's talk. Hello again, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB, world's happiest broadcasters here in Kansas City. I'm here every week. As you know, I've been on the radio for 31 straight years here in Kansas City, last 21 here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. And I want to thank them for letting me be here every week and talk to you about the mental side of sports, of mindsets and attitudes. And being today's Father's Day, you know, I do this show every year to give you an opportunity to call and thank your dad for what he did for you. And I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. I'd love to get a female caller and hear about your dad, if maybe your dad coached you. What was it like, male or female? But love to hear from a woman whose maybe dad coached you. What was that like? Was it positive or negative? Was it scary? If your dad did coach you, you know, that's not the easiest thing in the world, because as a dad, you don't want to play favorites to your kids, but then again, you do want to play favorites to your kids. Let's face it, if we gave truth serum to most dads who coach their kids, they would sit there and tell you, yeah, I don't want to play favorites, but I sort of do. You know, I want my son to be the quarterback or the pitcher or the goalie. And they'll say they want everybody to play, and they do, but they also want their kids to you know, sort of be the star. I've dealt with that so many times. And that's okay. But, you know, you want to give everybody a fair chance. If you're a dad, what is it like to coach your kids? Is that the easiest thing to do? Because you don't want to play those favorites. So just like if you're a child and you think your dad's not being fair to you, if you're a dad, do you feel you're being not fair to your kids? It's not the easiest thing. 913-3810-810 is our number. You know, I got into this profession because my father was a physician. I haven't really shared this before, but I'm going to do it. My father was a very prominent doctor here in Kansas City. But to be very blunt about it, he flipped out when I was in my early 30s. He started abusing amphetamines, and he did some things he shouldn't have done and left our family and made a huge impact on my life. My mother was and is one of the luckiest women ever, because she remarried a man named Lester Duncan, who, God rest his soul, he's passed away a while ago, one of the greatest people I've ever met. Treated my mom with respect, accepted my sisters and me, our grandkids, had his own family. Could not have been a better husband than my mother. But what I learned from my father was about integrity and honesty. Before he went off the deep end, he taught me a lot of things about life, about people. And after he changed, it taught me a lot of things too. And I got into this profession because my goal has always been to help people. I try to do that with everyone I see. Hopefully I do a good job of it. My father once told me years ago, we went fishing up in Canada, and when he was starting to have some issues, he made this comment to me. He goes, I took someone's place in medical school someone else should have had, so therefore I have a debt to pay to society to help people save their lives. I thought that was a little odd, but now that I'm older, it makes a lot of sense, because his job was as a physician, and he was very good at it for a long time, to help people. And to this day, my father's been gone for a long time. To this day, I still run into people who will say, your dad was my doctor and he was a good doctor. And it's always nice to hear that. But I did learn something that, you know, being a psychologist for 41 years, I've worked with thousands of people now. And I do this show every week because the goal is to try to help people understand themselves, figure things out, and get better. You know, we all can't do that. It's not an easy process. But I think in life, we're guided and molded and shaped by our role models, by our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, our siblings. And I've been very fortunate to have had a lot of role models in my life. Several great uncles. I mentioned at the top of the show my cousin Tommy, who passed away this past week, who left a big impact on my life. And I think we all, you know, on Father's Day and Mother's Day, we remember those people and the roles they played for us. The reason I do this show is to help people, be honest with you, just feel better about yourself, do better with yourself, and be happy. And I hope you get that from this show. I bring up topics each week to talk about that will hopefully stimulate you to deal with things. Our shows are podcasted everywhere. And, you know, my goal is to do this. I'd love to be on the radio 50 years. I've got 19 more years to go with that if I can make it that far. But that's my goal. And I love doing this show because the object is, if you feel better after something we've talked about on this show, then I did my job. Blake, you wanted to jump in and add something here before we wrap things up today.
Yeah, I was just going to tell a little, you know, things we've learned from our dads. You know, you obviously just told a great story about kind of your life journey and what your dad has taught you, even though there's been struggles. And I think one thing that my dad has always taught me was, one, he's one of the most loving and caring guys I've ever known. My mom too, obviously, but my dad was just one of those guys that he always wanted to try to make your day. And when I was a young kid, he's repeated this same line that I believe he actually, you know, heard from his mom. But it was that if you can make one person smile every day, that's a good day. Even if you're not having a good day. If you can make one person, you know, whether it's by holding the door, telling somebody that you like their shirt, that they have pretty eyes, that they, you know, you like their shoes, something about giving somebody else a compliment, even when maybe you're not feeling the most chirpy or the most sunshine that day, because you don't know what that other person's going through. And he always told me, you never know what somebody else is going through. So one little thing can change somebody's entire day. And I always took that to heart. And I've tried to live that, you know, in my life. So I thought that was always something that stuck out to me, was he was always worried about somebody else.
Is that why you're always smiling?
You know, if you've met my dad, you would understand exactly why I am. I'm always upbeat like the way I am, because he's the exact same way.
Well, a lot of people are depressed. A lot of people struggle with depression, and a lot of people struggle with trying to be happy. You are a happy person. Just, you know, you walk in here. We do this show 7 to 8. We're on 6 to 7 for a long time. You came in here every morning, and you come in here every morning in an upbeat mood. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, you got to do that. I can't. How can you do that? Well, we've done it for so long, and you do a great job of this, and you're always.
Why, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and you're always in a good mood and happy. Even if your favorite sports team didn't do well, whoever that might be. But, you know, I think I want to thank the callers we had today, especially my son. But I also want to thank Dr. Neil Erickson, who called in, because he shared something. He is going out to the cemetery to see his dad. And what that means is his dad played such a key role in his life, and he wanted to go honor him today. So whatever you're doing, I think if you can spend time thinking about, you know, this, to me, Father's Day, Mother's Day is about family. And it's about remembering and thinking about the times that you had with your family, the things you learned, the positives and negatives. And, you know, I today's one of those special days where you think back on your past and hopefully on your future. And like I said, my oldest son just got married, and I'm assuming at some point in the next few years I might be a grandparent, which is really weird to think about that. But, you know, that'll probably be coming on at some point soon. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show today. You know, I bring up topics on this show that hopefully will be interesting to you, our listeners. Obviously, being Father's Day, we talk about this. But I'd love to hear from you. If you have a topic you'd like me to bring up, something you want me to get in discussion about, you can always email me at drj@winnersunlimited.com. Go check out my website, winnersunlimited.com. You can always call me at my office, 816-561-4444. 5556. I am taking on new clients and do that. I am available to give me a call and talk about things. And follow me on Twitter at DRJ Sports Psych. Hope you have a great Father's Day. And you know what? If you do get an opportunity to be with your dad, give him a hug. Tell him you love him. Thank you for listening.